KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, it's mostly sunny and 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon. A high around 88, winds south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. One person was taken into custody in Council Bluffs Sunday following a stabbing incident that occurred around 10:44 p.m. in the area of 21st Street and 3rd Avenue in Council Bluffs. When officers arrived, they located the victim, 39-year-old Carnell Walker of Council Bluffs, who had several lacerations on his upper torso. Walker was transported to a local area trauma center. Officers also located a possible suspect, 50-year-old Dennis Rupi of Council Bluffs, who was treated at the scene for a small laceration to his hand. Rupi was then transported to the Council Bluffs Police Department. There, deputies conducted interviews with witnesses and the victim, and afterward, Rupi was placed under arrest for attempted murder, willful injury, aggravated assault, and criminal mischief in the fourth degree. He was booked into the Pott County Jail. Authorities say the incident remains under investigation, and anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact Council Bluffs Police Criminal Investigation Division. That number is 712-328-4728. The Creston Police Department reports three arrests at around 9:37 a.m. on Sunday. 29-year-old Casey Welcher of Creston was arrested at 809 West Adams on charges of interference with official acts and possession of drug paraphernalia. Welcher was later released from the Union County Jail on a $600 bond. At around 12:20 a.m. Sunday in Creston, 27-year-old Patrick Liams of Decatur was arrested on a charge of burglary in the second degree. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $10,000 bond. And on Friday, 34-year-old Sean Tyndall of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for a failure to appear on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance first offense. Tyndall was released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Two men were arrested for disorderly conduct Sunday evening in Red Oak. Police say 50-year-old Larry Eric Capps of Elliott and 53-year-old Roger Dean Cook of Red Oak were taken into custody at an auto parts store at around 5:17 and 5:52 p.m. respectively. They were transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond each. Police in Red Oak said on Sunday that 48-year-old Paul Edward Robinson of Minnesota was arrested around 12:15 p.m. Sunday on a valid Red Oak Police Department warrant, charging him with two counts of violating a protective order. Robinson was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $600 bond. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports just one arrest over the past week. At around 9:18 a.m. on Tuesday, June 1st, Greenfield police arrested 29-year-old Veronica Lee Elwood of Greenfield in connection with incidents that took place at the Greenfield Fairway Store parking lot. She faced charges that include criminal mischief in the fourth degree for allegedly causing damage ranging from $300 to $700 and trespassing with damage amounting to over $300. Authorities allege Elwood knowingly and intentionally used a baseball bat to hit and break out the window of a truck and entered the property without justification after being notified in writing that she was not allowed on the property and caused damage to a vehicle. She was being held in the Adair County Jail as of Sunday on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. In other news, officials of the Guthrie County ISU Extension and Outreach say they're excited to launch their first annual Wild Things in Guthrie County tourism event. The self-paced, family-friendly events will run from June 10th to July the 8th. You can pick up or print off a flyer to follow along by visiting the Guthrie County ISU Extension website, the link to which is in this same story on our news page. You can stop by the Guthrie County Extension office, or you can stop by a Guthrie County library. There are five attractions in Guthrie County that are being highlighted this year. The flyer provides you the coordinates for each location, and it's up to you to look up the coordinates and go on an adventure to find that attraction. At each location, there is a QR code that will link back to a short YouTube video that discusses some history of that particular place. And the officials say they hope that this continues to be an event each summer over the upcoming years to continue highlighting all the amazing amenities that Guthrie County has to offer. When you are visiting each site, they say you should be sure to snap a picture to be entered in the drawing for a prize. Post it on Facebook, tag Guthrie County Extension, and hashtag Guthrie County Wild Things. If you post entries at all five locations, you'll receive five extra entries. All the entries are due by July the 8th. The best part about the event, they say, is that you get to have fun with your family and friends at each location and enjoy the great attractions Guthrie County has to offer. The event is hosted by Guthrie County ISU Extension and Outreach Office. If you have any questions regarding the event, please call 641-747-2276. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting in person and electronically tomorrow, beginning at 9 a.m. in their boardroom at the Cass County Courthouse. Among the items on their agenda is action on cigarette, tobacco, and alternative nicotine or vapor product sales at Hanson Valley Oil and 21st Century Co-op, C-Store, and Dollar General. The abatement of taxes owned by parcels owned by the Iowa DOT near Messina and USDA Rural Housing Service a parcel there. Abatement of taxes on a parcel owned by the City of Messina at 104 Spruce Street. Abatement of taxes on a parcel owned by the City of Wyota at 68693 Hamburg Road, the northeast corner of Allen and Prospect Crossing, and at 205 Whitney. The supervisors will also discuss and possibly act on the repair of a garage building located on the southwest corner of the courthouse parking lot, in addition to receiving regular department head reports as available. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.